The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to episode 753 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, for the weekend of Friday, March the 13th through Sunday, March 15th. This program originates on Fridays at noon. We encore it Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear it before it airs anytime throughout the course of the weekend at amarillodiocese.org or at West Texas Catholic. Catholic.org. This is for the fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare Sunday. It's our 509th broadcast at our still relatively new digs here in Southwest Amarillo. Yes, that means the pink vestments or the carnation vestments will be coming out this weekend. A Catholic speed dating event is coming to the Diocese of Amarillo on Saturday, March 28th. And we're going to talk to Ashley and Alex Cazares and Carlin Hochstein with the Diocesan Family Life Office about that event here in just a couple of minutes. We also have a premiere of a brand new piece of music for the Diocese of Amarillo. It's a song written and commissioned for the 100th anniversary of our diocese and done by Dr. Greg Onofrio, the Director of Music and Liturgy at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. You'll hear that in our second segment, and we'll be playing that for you quite a bit throughout the next part of this centennial year. Plus, we'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news, and we'll spend quite a bit of time in prayer starting now. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never, ever take for granted in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Diocesan Office of Communications, or Catholic Radio in the diocese. Continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. We are slowly easing out of this La Nina into a La Nada or neutral weather pattern, which means the chances of rain are going to increase, and we are grateful for that. So continue to pray for much needed rain. Our farmers and ranchers really do need the moisture right now. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, the discerning. Also continue to pray for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego, and you can find out so much more about vocations by going to AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, we salute you and we thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for everything. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this particular program. Well, we made it through the primaries, didn't we? But we now have a runoff coming up in May, and we'll get you those dates here real soon on early voting and so forth. So keep doing your homework on the candidates that are on the runoff ballot, and make sure you go vote in the runoff coming up in May. I believe it's going to be right after Memorial Day, if I'm not mistaken, but I'll get all the details shortly for you and pass that on for you. So keep being educated about the polling and make sure you go vote in the runoff in May, and make sure again you set your calendars for Tuesday, November 3rd to vote in the general elections that day. We want you to get out and vote. Remember, Catholics, we have a moral obligation to vote in every election, whether we want to or not. We need to, okay? So get out and vote and get that taken care of. I thank you for the privilege of your time as we're 4.5 minutes into this week's program, and we will begin our conversation now with Ashley and Alex Cazares and Carlin Hochstein. They are going to talk about a Catholic speed dating event coming to Amarillo Saturday, March 28th. And you can see this conversation in episode 32 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, which drops at noon on March the 13th. And you can always check out all our great Cap'n products on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, among other places. But here's that conversation with Carlin Hochstein and Ashley and Alex Cazares about a Catholic speed dating event coming to the Diocese of Amarillo on Saturday, March 28th. As we alluded to in the introduction, we are going to be talking about something I thought I'd never write a story about or discuss on a radio program or a podcast: Catholic speed dating. Put those three words together because it's going to be a reality later this month in the Diocese of Amarillo. Joining us to my left, and I'm going to make sure I get this right because I keep calling you Ashlyn. It's Ashley Cazares. Alex Cazares, her husband. You've seen him at many diocesan events, sometimes even with a camera. And to my right, who we got a lot of letters and calls and comments about, very positively about your appearance in January. So you're back again.
I'm back.
Carlin Hochstein, the director of the Family Life Office for the Diocese of Amarillo. We are actually seriously having a Catholic speed dating event on Saturday, March 28th. We start at 5:30 p.m., right?
5:30.
And we're going to go till 10?
10 is the plan as of right now.
As of right now, but that could change depending
on
how things go.
It could change, yes.
Whose idea was this? And please don't tell me it was his, because I know better than that.
It was mine.
How did you come up with this?
We took a pilgrim trip, us and a couple of friends, to Rome. And as I was praying in the St. Ignatius Church, which I don't know if maybe you're familiar with social media on the TikTok side or Instagram side, it's the famous church where you can look into the mirror and it reflects with the art on the ceiling. As I was praying there, I somehow just came up with the idea. It was placed in my head about a speed dating, since I know quite a few Catholics that are looking for that discernment.
I never thought I'd hear that put that way before. Now, both you and Carlin met your husbands through Catholic circles, right?
Yes.
Tell us your story.
I walked in to the Catholic Student Center at WT, and they presented me the classroom. And inside the classroom, there was Alex, who was studying to be an engineer at the time. And they said, oh, he's going to be an engineer, and he's Catholic. And I said, oh, my mom's going to be so proud of me. And the rest was history.
And November 19th, your wedding day. You better remember that there, Alex.
Oh, it's engraved in my ring,
okay,
so I won't forget.
So you heard her version. So how much of this was the truth and how much of this was fiction of what she just told?
If I want to be a good husband, all of it's the truth.
There, see, you've learned well. Happy wife, happy life. You're in the same boat in a lot of ways because you met your husband through Catholic circles. But let's go a step further. Your parents met at a single group here in Amarillo back in 1987 or so?
87, yeah. My dad, born and raised and was living in Umbarker. My mom is from New Mexico but was living in Amarillo. And I guess, I don't know which church it was even through, but back in 1987, they had started up a singles group for a little bit, and both of my parents went to the Halloween event that they had, and that's where they met. And a year later, the next October, they were married.
That's incredible. And I think St. Thomas was the one that had a group back then. And I think St. Mary's also had a group. I think they were kind of conflicting with each other there. Mm-hmm. Our guests, Carlin Hochstein, Ashley Cazares, Alex Cazares. We're talking about a Catholic speed dating event on Saturday, March 28th. Starts at 5:30 p.m. We're going to be at what? The Grand Event Center, right?
The Grand Event Center, yes.
Get us the easiest way to get to the Grand Event Center.
You can take Loop 335 and go all the way east until you reach Grand Street. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be right on the corner with the fence that's white. Or if you come down South Grand Street, the entrance is located on Grand Street. The entrance will, you can turn right there.
What exactly are we wanting to do besides have Catholic singles, single men, single women meet each other? What's the criteria? What's the rules of the evening? How's this work?
The age range is going to be from 21 to 39. There's going to be a speed dating portion. That one will be about 2 hours, depending on how many people actually sign up. Afterwards, there's going to be kind of a social connecting circle. Anyone who's married, discern single life, whatever their vocation may be, they're welcome to come afterwards. And once the doors open for them, there's going to be activities, music, there's some drinks. And after that, everyone's pretty much welcome to come in.
Let's say we're sitting down for the speed dating portion. How much time do you get with each person?
Right now, it's going to be about 4 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
And there's going to be some icebreakers on the table if they're needed, in case there needs to be some open conversation starters. Otherwise, the conversation is totally up to them.
Because you do need those icebreakers, don't you, Alex? Because there's some guys that may be going, hi,
and they may freeze up right there and not get any further than hi.
Yeah, I was kind of one of those guys. It takes a little bit to kind of just get the conversation started, but I think once you actually start that conversation and have a little bit of a guideline, then you're good to go.
I want to throw this at you, Carlin, because we've got a good group of young adults that are meeting at St. Mary's, at St. Thomas, and they are trying to build one at St. Anne's in Canyon, and they'd like to do more things when I went to their gathering February 13th. Let's talk about how people can find out more about Catholic speed dating or these young adult groups. Talk about that for just a minute, please.
As I've looked and gotten more comfortable into this family life office, kind of trying to figure out where the needs are and looking, and I've been combing through the websites of our different parishes, and I'm having a hard time finding information outside of St. Mary's and St. Thomas's. I was able to connect with St. Anne's, and it sounds like they're trying to figure out what to build and what's going on with that. I'd really love it if we could get some more young adult groups in more of the rural areas of our diocese. But then looking at my position with the diocese, I would love to be able to do events just like this one where we can say, okay, so St. Thomas's meets here, St. Mary's meets here, this one meets here. But then every now and then at a diocesan level, we bring all these different groups together because honestly, a lot of these people are like what my parents were and they're going to these groups because they're single and discerning marriage and they want to find somebody. I think the more we can get these different groups together, the better it's going to be.
Oh, absolutely. Catholic speed dating event starts at 5:30 p.m. Saturday, March 28th. 21 to 39-year-olds is what you're looking for, right?
21 to 39.
So if you got some 45-year-old guy there, you're going to kick him out?
I will tell them, I'm so sorry this event is not catered for you at the moment.
The friendly, nice way compared to my archaically bad way there. Hey, if you are one of those that has been looking for love, you're Catholic and you're going, there's nobody out there for me. Guess what? This might be the door that opens to that portal of your future. Come join us Saturday, March 28th, 5:30 p.m. is when it begins at the Grand Event Center at Loop 335 and Grand at that intersection. Is there a cost for this?
It will be $25 for the entrance fee, yes.
Okay, fantastic. What else do we need to know about this event, Miss Ashley?
There is a website in case someone needs to have more information. It's saintlyconnections.com. And there's also a Facebook page for Saintly Connections, but it's more of just an event page, and that's the Catholic Speed Dating. It's live right now. It'll lead you to the website. If you have any questions, there's saintlyconnections@gmail.com, and we can help answer any questions, steer anyone to see if this event is made for them.
Hey, folks, this is an opportunity to find possibly your love of your life. Come join us. It's going to be a fantastic evening. Saturday, March 28th. We'll start at 5:30. Grand Event Center, $25 per person. Looking for young Catholic men and women between the ages of 21 and 39. The website, saintlyconnections.com, correct?
Yes.
The last word in the conversation, we'll start with you first, Miss Ashley. Anything else that we forgot to ask you or anything else you wanted to bring up? Now's the time to do it.
No, not that I can remember. Just the speed dating portion is going to be about 2 hours, depending on the amount of people that come. And afterwards, the doors will be open for anyone that's interested in just connecting with those in the diocese.
Alex?
If you're scared, that's okay. You're more than welcome to keep coming. And who knows, even if you don't find your connection right away, you will find some great friends and meet some great people along the way.
Carlin, last word's yours, ma'am.
I would just say if this doesn't directly apply to you in your situation right now, but you know somebody, I know my husband and I have several of our friends and family members that we just want to find the perfect person, feel free to spread this information. It's shared on the Family Life Facebook page. I mean, it's on the diocesan website, and share it around to whoever needs it.
We will hear a brand new piece of music commissioned for the centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo in our second segment. Before we get there, though, let's remind you that the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate invite all of us of the Diocese of Amarillo to join them throughout the year in celebrating the Franciscan Jubilee Year in honor of the 800th anniversary of the death of St. Francis. The Sisters are offering St. Francis Chapel, 4301 North East 18th Avenue here in Amarillo, as a place of pilgrimage and prayer, according to Franciscan Sister Valentine Curry, to help everyone gain the plenary indulgence associated with this extraordinary Jubilee year. Now, the year started up February 2nd and will continue until Sunday, January 10th. The conditions to gain this indulgence are: receive sacramental confession, participate in the Eucharist, visit a Franciscan church or chapel, pray the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, and pray for the intentions of the Pope. As with all plenary indulgences if the conditions of sacramental confession and participation in the Eucharist are fulfilled within 2 weeks of making the pilgrimage, the indulgence may be gained. Now, the chapel at St. Francis Convent opened Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., and the Franciscan sisters also invite everyone to join them during its holy hour from 4 p.m. until 5:30 p.m., which includes the recitation of the Rosary and Vespers. There will be various activities throughout the year, which will be publicized accordingly. Scheduled activities in the next several weeks include Saturday, March 21st at 1 p.m. as they wrap up a Lenten series about the readings from Year A of the Gospels. The focus will be Lazarus, Come Out, Spiritual Rebirth. Sister Valentine puts it this way, and I quote her, "We sincerely hope and pray that you will take advantage of these opportunities to grow in your walk with God. All talks will have a suggested donation of $20 to collaborate with the upkeep of our convent," end of quote. For additional information about the Franciscan Jubilee Year with the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, please call St. Francis Convent 806-383-5769, 806-383-5769. And after we play that new piece of music from Dr. Greg Onofrio, we'll get into more diocesan news, including DCYC 2026, which is coming very, very soon. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for rain, something we can never quit praying for and something we desperately need right now in this parched portion of Christ's vineyard. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your holy child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit. Invite him into our lives so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. You've heard us talk about this on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and you've read about this in the pages of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and you've seen mentions of this on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org. But for those of you that may not have heard of Joseph's Project, let's talk about that for just a minute. Joseph's Project is a ministry of Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. The organization began offering services to pregnant mothers and families with toddlers late in 2022, and then really got intense about this in May of 2023. High mortality rates for both infants and their mothers drove the decision to open this program. Obstacles including lack of health insurance, prenatal care, and general support add unnecessary burdens to the mothers and young families. Well, Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, through Joseph's Project, commits its resources and expertise to facilitate access to crucial services such as insurance and prenatal prenatal care to reduce the number of deaths caused by a lack of the same. Joseph's project is creating partnerships with healthcare professionals, counselors, and educators to build a comprehensive network that will fortify family foundations across the Texas Panhandle. Joseph's project empowers families through education and guidance, and the focused assistance is tailored to expectant mothers and families with children under the age of 3, encompassing health care, counseling, educational resources, and material assistance. If you can help or you'd like to know more about Joseph's project, get in touch with Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, 806-376-4571. That's 806-376-4571. You can also learn more by going to Catholic Charities' recently updated website, cctxp.org. cctxp.org. Joseph's Project, another great ministry of Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the prayer to Our Lady of Lourdes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, Health of the Sick, Refuge of Sinners, Comforter of the Afflicted, you know my wants, my troubles, my sufferings. Look with mercy on me. By appearing in the Grotto of the Lourdes, you were pleased to make it a privileged sanctuary whence you dispense your favors, and already made sufferers have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and corporal. I come, therefore, with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain, O loving Mother, the grant of my request. Through gratitude for your favors, I will endeavor to imitate your virtues that I may one day share your glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The second segment of episode 753 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. Before we get to a world premiere on the radio of a brand new piece of music that was commissioned for the centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo and written, performed, and so forth by the great Dr. Greg Onofriel of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, if you would please assume an attitude of prayer. Let us pray for our country. We can never stop praying for the United States of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this great nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. As promised, a world premiere on the radio of a new piece of music that has been commissioned by the Diocese of Amarillo for the centennial of our diocese, which we are celebrating throughout the course of this year. This was written, produced, and performed by Dr. Greg Onofriel, the Music and Liturgy Director at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. It's a piece of music called Gladly I Adore, and you're hearing it first on Guadalupe Radio Network on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version.
Faith revealed. Seeing, touching, tasting you, senses can deceive. Hearing is the path of faith, this shall I believe. Oh, Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, gladly
premiere on Guadalupe Radio Network of new music commissioned for the Diocese of Amarillo, written, performed, produced by the Dr. Greg Onofrio of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. He is the music and liturgy director there. The song is called Gladly I Adore, and you'll be hearing that as we get that music out to other parishes, the sheet music and so forth, commissioned for the centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo. Registration continues for the annual Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC. That's coming up Friday, April 24th through Sunday, April 26th at the Amarillo Civic Center at 401 South Buchanan. Theme of DCYC 2026 is Do Not Fear, I am with you. Do not be anxious. I am your God, from Isaiah 41:10. Registration is $65 per person, and if you're planning to go and take advantage of that price, you must have your registration postmarked by Good Friday, April 3rd. That fee includes two meals, but you don't get a t-shirt and you don't get gifts. Now, if you're going to wait to register at the door, it's $75 per person, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. That registration fee includes two meals. Registration can be done at the parish level. Any additional costs really depend on the cost of transportation, lodging, and additional meals. Now, if you're planning to go to Wonderland Park on Sunday, April 26th, the tickets are $24 per person. Guzman said those planning to go to Wonderland Park are welcome to order for family as well, but Wonderland Park is truly optional. Scheduled to participate at DCYC 2026 are Donovan Moses, Genesis Parolo, who you can read her five-question interview in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, page 3, section 2, Franciscan Sister of Christ the Light, Sister Maria Arena Tyner, and Brad Farmer. Now, if you're youth interested in attending DCYC 26, you're asked to contact your parish youth minister or your parish priest for additional parish delegation details. For more information about DCYC 2026, please go online to amarillodiocese.org/DCYC-AKA-youth-rally, or you can call Oscar Guzman at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 806-383-2243, extension 118. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light continue their initiative for teens and young adults called Worship Prayer Movie Night. Happens on the third Friday of the month in the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul Circle in Panhandle. In the next Worship Prayer Movie Night will be Friday, March the 20th. The evening begins at 6 o'clock with a holy hour of praise and worship music, prayer, and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith and the modern world, according to Sister Mary Michael Hoosman. Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to attend again the next Worship Prayer Movie Night on Monday, March the 20th. For additional information, you can get in touch with Sancta Maria Convent in Panhandle, 806-537-3182, 806-537-3182. And that brings us to our bottom of the hour break. We will pray to St. Michael the Archangel, and after that, we'll get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news, including deanery confirmation masses. We'll talk about that sometime throughout the course of the program as episode 753 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, continues, and we thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for listening to and supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the official centenary prayer for the Diocese of Amarillo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 100 years of grace in our diocese. We praise you for the deep faith and the outstanding example of our founders, for the dedicated service of our bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and for the witness of countless faithful. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may live as one family in Christ, proclaiming the gospel with joy and serving the poor with love. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Lawrence, our patrons, guide us into the next century of faith, hope, communion, and mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we spend a lot of time talking about many great organizations that do so much for so many here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Let's talk about another great ministry that needs to be publicized more often, and that is Kobe Prison Retreats. This is a great opportunity for those of you who are members of the Knights of Columbus, of the Axe Community, and the Curcio Movement. These are the people that are being asked to serve as volunteers for Kobe Prison Retreats in our diocese. Catholic volunteers bring into the prisons training materials, literature, and videos, all with the purpose of educating inmates about the Catholic faith and answering those who have shown an interest in learning more about the Catholic faith after attending a retreat. The Kolbe retreats are named after St. Maximilian Kolbe, the patron saint of prisoners. St. Maximilian was a Polish conventional Franciscan friar who was sent to Auschwitz during World War II in 1941. When Nazi guards selected 10 people to be put into an underground bunker to be starved to death in punishment for a prisoner escaping in July 1941, Father Kolbe volunteered to die in the place of one of the men selected. Father Kolbe died August 14, 1941, after a lethal injection of carbolic acid. He was canonized as a saint by Pope, now St. John Paul II, on October 10, 1982. This is your chance to minister to our brothers in white who are incarcerated who want to hear more about Jesus Christ. And keep in mind, prison ministry is also one of the corporal works of mercy. For more information or to volunteer to be a team member on a Kolbe retreat, get in touch with Deacon Daryl Dixon, 806-290-8842. His number again, 806-290-8842. The Kolbe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization, and all donations are charitable donations for tax purposes. And we thank you for considering to be a part of this very worthy ministry in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us spend a minute in prayer to Saint Peregrine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O great Saint Peregrine, you have been called the Mighty, the Wonder Worker, because of the numerous miracles which you have obtained from God for those who have had recourse to you. For so many years, you bore in your own flesh this cancerous disease that destroys the very fiber of our being, and who had recourse to the source of all grace when the power of man could do no more. You were favored with the vision of Jesus coming down from his cross to heal your affliction. Ask of God and Our Lady the cure of the sick whom we entrust to you. And we pray for all those who are sick that need this prayer. Aided in this way by your powerful intercession, we shall sing to God now and for all eternity a song of gratitude for his great goodness and mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The second half of episode 753 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. And we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. And we thank you for your continued support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. We'll take care of some housekeeping notes before we get back to Diocesan news in just a moment. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael, the Archangel, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. A couple of pieces of housekeeping to take care of before we get back to Diocesan news. First and foremost, we at the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, wish to extend our sincerest condolences and prayerful sympathies to the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. They lost one of their great sisters, and they're all great sisters over there. Sister Bernadette Beamsley passed away on March 11th, and Sister Bernadette was just one of my favorite sisters over there. I could sit there and give her a hard time about almost anything, really, and she'd give it right back to me twice as hard. Sister, rest in the peace of Christ. You did great in your ministry to the Diocese of Amarillo and to him, and may perpetual light shine upon you. Number two piece of housekeeping. This is our second to last program before we take a small break in a couple of weeks. We'll be back with a brand new program next weekend, but the weekend after that will be the spring fundraiser, the spring share-a-thon here at Guadalupe Radio Network. So we'll have a truncated version of this program for you on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, and we'll also have it at westtexascatholic.org. And then the following week, no program whatsoever. We traditionally take the Triduum weekend off, so no program
on the weekend of the 27th through the 29th on the radio, and no program the following week anywhere, but we will have a program for you next week, and then we'll have brand new programs for you starting the weekend of Friday, April 10th through Sunday, April 12th, Divine Mercy Sunday. And next week on the program, we are going to talk Divine Mercy Sunday with Gwen Johns and company. And then when we get back the weekend of April 10th through 12th, we're going to talk about the permanent diaconate and the deacon formation class of 2031 with Deacon Brian Lewis, the head of the permanent diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo. Okay, now that the housekeeping is done, the broom's been put away, let's get back to work. Friday, March 20th, your deadline to make reservations to attend a Passover Seder meal hosted by the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center on Thursday, March 26th. That begins at 6 p.m. at 2100 North Spring. The individual tickets are $50 per person. This year's Seder meal will include the option of wearing costumes from the period of the Passion of the Christ and the Last Supper, according to Sister Elizabeth Ann. If you need to know more, please call the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811. You can also go online to bdrc.org/Passover-Seder-Dinner. A spring craft show at St. Peter and Paul Church in Dumas on Saturday, March 21st, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. That will be in the Pastoral Center at 915 South Maddox in Dumas. A large selection of vendors will be there to you can shop with. There'll be a concession stand and there'll be door prizes throughout the course of the day. There's no admission fee. Everyone's encouraged to join the great folks in Dumas and look over a great selection of items. If you need to know more about vendor information or about the Spring Craft Show itself, get in touch with Mary Swartz via email. The email address is Kirsten@KikiLeeStudio.com, and we'll spell that out. KIRSTON@KIKILEEStudio.com. The 69th Italian Meatballs and Spaghetti Dinner to benefit St. John the Evangelist Church on Sunday, March 22nd, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. That will be in the school gym at 201 St. John's Road in Borger, and they will feed you a big meal. Trust me on this one. Tickets for the dinner, $16 per person. Children 7 and under eat free if dining in, according to parishioner Marilyn Archer. The meal will be dined in from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Takeouts available from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you need to know more, contact the parish office, 806-274-7064. A come-and-go retirement reception for Bishop Emeritus Bishop Patrick J. Zurich will be taking place Sunday, March 22nd, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That's in the reception room at the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Joyce Knight, Director of Development and Stewardship for the Diocese of Amarillo, puts it this way, quote, "Please join us as we gather in gratitude and celebration to wish Bishop Zurich a joyful and blessed retirement, honoring his faithful leadership and devoted service to the Diocese of Amarillo," end of quote. The 77-year-old Bishop Emeritus Patrick J. Zurich was granted retirement by Pope Leo XIV on February 14th. He was ordained to the priesthood by Pope, now St. Paul VI, on June 29th, 1975 in St. Peter's Square. Then Father Zurich was appointed as an auxiliary bishop for the Archdiocese of San Antonio January 5th, 1998 by Pope, now St. John Paul II. He was consecrated by Archbishop Patrick F. Flores on February 16, 1998, during a Mass at Municipal Auditorium in San Antonio. On January 3, 2008, Bishop Zurich was appointed the 8th Bishop of the Diocese of Amarillo, succeeding then Bishop John W. Yonta. He was installed during a February 22 Mass at St. Thomas the Apostle Church here in Amarillo. During his episcopacy in Amarillo, Bishop Zurich led the Diocesan Assembly in 2009 and 2010, which led to a number of changes that strengthened the diocese, also oversaw the elevation of St. Mary's Church here in Amarillo to cathedral status in March 2011, and also oversaw numerous parish and diocesan construction projects, which included the construction of a new diocesan pastoral center, which was opened in January 2017. Bishop Zurich, also the longest-serving bishop in the nearly 100-year history of the Diocese of Amarillo, having served 18 years, 1 month, and 11 days. Again, that come-and-go retirement reception for Bishop Emeritus Patrick J. Zurich on
Sunday, March 22nd, 2 to 4 at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, and we will hopefully see you there. Couples in the Diocese of Amarillo planning to get married within the next 3 to 6 months, you're encouraged to attend the first Engaged Encounter Weekend of the year, Saturday, March 28th and Sunday, March 29th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. And do want to keep this in mind, folks. Usually the first Engaged Encounter Weekend of the year is slammed. So if you want to get yourself signed up, you need to get that done like right now, please. For more details about the Engaged Encounter Weekend or to get signed up, please contact Carlin Hochstein in the Diocesan Family Life Office, 806-414-1059. Speaking of family life, let's talk about something that we alluded to in our first segment of this week's program. It's believed to be a first for the Diocese of Amarillo, a speed dating event for Catholic singles between the ages of 21 and 39. Now, this event, taking place Saturday, March 28th, starts at 5:30 p.m. at the Grand Event Center at 8660 South Grand. It's being organized by Ashley and Alex Cazares. It's an evening of friendship, new connections, and community being supported by the Diocese of Amarillo and the Diocesan Family Life Office. Now, the deadline to register for this evening is Sunday, March the 22nd, and sponsors are still being sought for this Catholic speed dating event. If you need to know more, get in touch with Alex Cazares. His telephone number is 806-676-5434, 806-676-5434. Families, friends, and alumni of St. Anthony's School in Hereford are invited to partner in an improvement project at the school. Contributions are needed to purchase new windows on the west side of the north building of the school, which are in need of replacement. New windows would replace many windows that are drafty, difficult to open, or are no longer energy efficient. To assist with a monetary contribution of any size, get in touch with Father Grant Spinherney at St. Anthony's Church. His telephone number, 806-364-6150. Singers of all backgrounds from all parishes in the Diocese of Amarillo are invited to help lead the assembly and song at two diocesan celebrations at St. Mary's Cathedral coming up here in the next several months, according to Dr. Greg Onofrio, the Director of Music and Liturgy at St. Mary's Cathedral. And this includes the annual Chrism Mass Tuesday, March 31st, and the Diocesan Centennial Mass on Saturday, August 22nd. To learn more about participation in the Diocesan Choir, get in touch with Dr. Greg Onofrio. His telephone number, 806-376-7204, extension 3003. The annual Chrism Mass coming up Tuesday, March 31st, as we mentioned, 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. During the Chrism Mass, the oil of the catechumen, the oil of the sick, and Holy Chrism will be blessed. Priests of the diocese who can celebrate with His Eminence Daniel Cardinal DiNardo or renew their commitment to their ordained ministry and to the bishop. The Mass of Chrism is considered a celebration of ordained priesthood. Chrism is used in the administration of the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and holy order, in the consecration of churches, chalices, patens, altars, and altar stones, and in the solemn blessing of bells and baptismal water. The head of the newly baptized is anointed with chrism, the forehead of the person confirmed, the head and hands of a bishop at its consecration, and the hands of a priest at his ordination. So are the walls of churches, which are solemnly consecrated, anointed with the same holy oil, and the parts of the sacred vessels used in the Mass which come into contact with the sacred species, as in the paten and the chalice. If be asked why chrism has been thus introduced into the functions of church liturgy, a reason is found in its special fitness for this purpose. By reason of its symbolic significance, for olive oil, being of its own nature rich, diffusive, and abiding, is fitted to represent the copious outpouring of sacramental grace, while balsam, which gives forth most agreeable and fragrant odors, typifies the innate sweetness of Christian virtue. Oil also gives strength and subtleness to the limbs, while balsam preserves from corruption. Thus, anointing with chrism aptly signifies that fullness of grace and spiritual strength by which we are enabled to resist the contagion of sin and produce the sweet flowers of virtue, because, as is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, for we are the good odor of Christ unto God. Now, for those unable to attend the March 31st Chrism Mass, the Mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary's Cathedral website.
tonight and broadcast on Guadalupe Radio Network at 94.5 FM in the Amarillo Canyon area, at 1010 AM throughout the Diocese of Amarillo, and at 105.5 FM in the Nazareth area. And that brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for much-needed vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we'll wrap it up with more in the way of diocesan news. It's episode 753 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer remembering our veterans. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for America's heroes who have served our country so faithfully. We honor our veterans for their sacrifice to our country and for their courage and integrity. May every citizen realize that our country is better and safer because of their valiant duty. We praise you for all veterans who have gone before us in eternal rest. We especially pray for those veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice while defending our country. Bless their families and comfort them with the thankful prayers of a grateful nation. Almighty God, you gave us your only Son, Jesus. Allow us to follow in his example and work to create a more loving world. Let us not perpetrate war, but safeguard peace and preserve your gifts of equality and freedom. Through the efforts of our veterans, help us to continue to promote justice in all nations. We thank you for our veterans, past and present, and for the knowledge that you are with us in all things. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We like to focus our attention on our great diocesan organizations during the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. One group deserving such attention are the Catholic Daughters of America. Now, we have two courts in the Diocese of Amarillo. There's Court 2472 at St. Martin de Porres Church, Amarillo, and Court 1368 at Holy Family Church in Nazareth. Catholic Daughters of America was formed in 1903. It's one of the oldest and largest organizations of Catholic women in the Americas. This national organization has some 55,000 plus due paying members in 1,150 courts in 45 states across the Fruited Plains in Puerto Rico, Mexico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. Members strive to be helping hands where there is pain, poverty, sorrow, or sickness. The motto of Catholic Daughters of America is unity and charity. These women strive to be their absolute very best, giving their time, their energy, stewardship, hearts, and finances to help others in the service of Christ. You can find out more about Court 2472 of Catholic Daughters of America by getting in touch with Patty Linneman, her telephone number, 806-679-7973. And you can find out more about Holy Family Church in Nazareth's Court 1368 by calling the parish at 806-945-2616. Catholic Daughters of America, another great organization in the Diocese of Amarillo, serving those in need throughout our diocese and in the United States. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to free 1,000 souls from purgatory. Our Lord told St. Gertrude the Great that the following prayer would release 1,000 souls from purgatory each time it is said. The prayer was later extended to include living sinners as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Final segment of episode 753 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thanks for supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray our prayer for vocations, and pray not just for vocations for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. After that, we'll follow that with a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we encourage encourage you to pray a Hail Mary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and or if you can, pray a rosary a day or two for vocations increases here in the Diocese of Amarillo and throughout the Universal Church. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal Shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we also pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please pray for our two great seminarians here in the Diocese of Amarillo, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego, and find out more about vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo by going online to amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW is brought to you by you. Your prayers, your words of encouragement, your generous financial blessings continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 21st year of service to you here in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. And if you'd like to know more about being a monthly donor to GRN, please go online to grnonline.com. grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings, and we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. And also, make sure you visit AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org and keep up with the latest that's going on here in the Diocese of Amarillo. A reminder again that hard copies of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, the latest issue, dated Sunday, March 15th, available on a first-come, first-served basis at parishes throughout the Diocese of Amarillo this weekend. If you cannot find a hard copy and you really want one, well, there's two other options. One, you can come by the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue during regular business hours and pick up a copy in the lobby. Or two, you can go by the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo during regular business hours. Limited copies of the latest issue of the newspaper available there again, once again, on a first-come, first-served basis. The Marriage, Life, and Family Group at St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa hosting a Spanish Marriage Retreat Friday, April 10th and Saturday, April 11th. That will be in the Parish Education Center, the PEC, at 810 West 23rd Avenue. The retreat will be offered April 10th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., April 11th from 8 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. This is a retreat open for Catholic couples in the Diocese of Amarillo, according to Amy Foster, who's a member of the Marriage, Life, and Family Group. She invites everyone to join them to learn about our vocation, marriage. No child care will be offered. Cost of the retreat is a goodwill offering. And if you need to know more, you'd like to get registered, get in touch with Amy Foster. Her telephone number, 806-664-1979. The first of six deanery confirmation masses in the Diocese of Amarillo coming up Saturday, April 11th at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. These confirmation masses will be celebrated by deanery, and the faithful of each deanery will come to St. Mary's Cathedral. In this anniversary year of our diocese, our confirmation celebrations beautifully move us from communion to mission. That, according to Father Hector J. Madrigal, Vicar of Clergy for the Diocese of Amarillo and pastor of Church of the Holy Spirit Tulia and St. Paul the Apostle Church in Crest, continuing his quote, "As we gather as one diocese around the sacrament, the Holy Spirit unites us and then sends us to continue the work of evangelization for this generation and the next. Adult confirmation candidates will joined the youth of their respective deanery for their confirmation as well. Now, confirmation masses are all starting at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, April 11th. This will be for the Central Deanery, the first of two confirmation masses for the Central Deanery and for parishioners at these parishes in Amarillo: St. Mary's Cathedral, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Vietnam, St. Joseph's, and St. Lawrence. On Saturday, April 18th, this will be for the East Deanery, and this mass will be for parishioners at these parishes: Sacred Heart in Canadian, Holy Angels in Childress, St. Mary's in Clarendon, Immaculate Heart of Mary in Groom, Sacred Heart in Memphis, St. Vincent de Paul in Pampa, St. Teresa's in Panhandle, St. Patrick's in Shamrock, Our Mother of Mercy in Wellington, St. Mary's in Wheeler, and Sacred Heart in White Deer. There are four other masses scheduled in the month of May. If you need to know more, get in touch with your parish DRE or your parish priest, but please join us for these fantastic celebrations beginning on Saturday, April 11th, 10:30 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. We want to thank Carlin Hochstein, Ashley, and Alex Cazares for joining us earlier in the program about that Catholic speed dating event coming up on Saturday, March 28th at Grand Event Center beginning at 5:30 p.m. Have yourselves a fantastic week, and remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.